All right, so we're live, we're recording. Crash from the Cafe Racer podcast. I got Dave and Jen from Cerberus. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I teased a little bit on the last recording of the show that I, you guys told me about it's called the Blue Collar Build-Off?
Blue Collar Build-Off.
Right, yes. Okay. So you guys had mentioned it to me, and I had signed on as the third teammate for our Blue Collar Build-Off team. So, and I teased that I would talk to you guys and kind of help you have you guys explain what the hell I've signed up for.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I kind of explained it, but I didn't, you know, I wanted to get all the details so we could share with everybody where to follow along and that sort of thing. So, let's back up a little bit. Like, what have you guys been up to lately?
Well, after we closed Cerberus in, July of 2018?
Yes.
We've moved back into our home garage, and are focusing on just doing custom build bikes.
Yeah.
Sadly, the membership thing, in Southern California, especially in San Diego, it kind of ran its course.
Yeah.
At one point we had a pretty good membership base, and a lot of people, especially in San Diego, have moved from, you know, old hipster cool cafe bikes and you know, vintage type stuff to newer bikes. You know, the Triumphs and stuff have kind of taken over the scene.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of the newer bikes, and they don't need as much service, they don't need as much work. And once you get into some of the really new bikes with fuel injection and stuff, there's not really anything that you as the enthusiast can really do. So I think that affected our membership quite a bit. I mean, and every year for the 9 years or so that we were doing Cerberus, we did have slow times.
Sure.
So, you know, we kind of knew it was going to get slow, but me and Jen both had to take a step back, and, you know, we were putting everything into it, all of our time, and we didn't have time to do other things like go to the big shows, like the One Show or the OG Show or Hand Built or anything like that. We just didn't have time. So,
or even like doing anything remotely fun on a weekend.
Oh yeah, no, and you know, and we managed to pull out, you know, maybe a Sunday ride here and there for like 4 hours, but it kind of.
But we still always had to be back by 1 o'clock to make sure the shop was open.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we ran over because we were having too much fun. But in reality, we just couldn't do it anymore. We couldn't go on fun things. We couldn't go camping for a weekend if people had it, because we had to keep the shop open.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of posts on Instagram of Dave, you working up at Jay's shop in Long Beach.
Yeah. Jay LaRosa at Losa Engineering. He's much like us, you know, kind of a one guy deal.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's got a little bit of celebrity going on, you know, being on the Cafe Racer TV show and a few other things. And he's pretty booked, and he just, in a lot of ways, he just couldn't keep up. And a few months back, he posted on his Facebook page that he was looking for a helper, not necessarily a shop monkey helper, but a helper that, you know, has skilled and could do things that he could do.
Yeah, like stuff that he wouldn't have to explain every step of the way.
Yeah, right. He's not teaching somebody. He was looking for somebody that already knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And his Facebook page kind of blew up there for a minute. You know, people are like, oh, I'm at your back door. Open the door. You know, this kind of thing. And I've worked up at Jay's place a few times doing some other contract jobs for a couple of mutual friends and whatnot. So it wasn't that big of a deal to drive up there. And I let the Facebook post sit for like 3 or 4 days, and then I just simply responded to the whole thread with like 70 responses, and I just responded with a smiley face emoji. And Jay almost immediately private messaged me back and said, when can you start?
Yeah.
You know, so I go up on, you know, like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Jay's got an RV in the back behind the shops, and I crash out there for 3 days or so, and then I come back home.
Yeah.
And when I'm home, you know, I work in the garage and do family stuff. And what that's also done is that's allowed us to go camping with our bike club, and allows us to do things like DGR, and allows us to participate in like the OG show.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pluses to it. And, you know, at first there was probably a good 4 to 6 month thing that I felt really kind of conflicted and guilty about, you know, having the membership thing that people really appreciated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can only do that for so long when you only have really 5 people that are seriously interested in it, where the rest of the time, you know, we got, in the first 2 months that we were closed, we got like 30 messages. Hey, I want to get a membership for 4 months.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, isn't there any other place in town that does that? No, the closest is Lucky Wheels Garage in downtown LA. But LA's got a lot more people.
Right.
And there's a little bit better of a vintage bike community in LA, sad to say. I think we have better weather and better roads here in San Diego.
I'd agree with that.
But, you know.
Yeah. They have a better DGR, though.
Oh, yeah, no, the DGR up there is off the hook.
Yeah, we all went, you know, all three of us and some other people all went up there, and that was great.
Yeah, no, very well organized, yeah. Awesome.
It was astounding for me to go on that one, because that was my first DGR
as a rider
myself. Yeah, yeah. And no, it was great just seeing all the areas and just being with all the people, and it was so mindful of all the cars and all the people waving on the side of the road.
Escort and just a really, really good group of people that really cared about the reason for DGR. It wasn't just something to show up and show off at.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. I keep forgetting to reach out to, I can't remember the name of the guy that organizes it up there.
That would be Sam Bendel.
Yeah, Sam. He and I were chatting afterwards, and it's like this thing lurking in the back of my mind to like reach back out to him and get him on the show, but it's on my to-do list.
Well, he's been traveling this last month, maybe 2 months. He's been in Italy for a couple of bike releases.
Nice.
I think I just saw on his Facebook page, I think yesterday or the day before, that he's finally flying home from the Midwest.
All right.
So we'll have to get in touch with him and see
what he's up to. Yeah, I'll have to reach out to Sam. So really quick about the DGR, like he was posting all those videos prior to it. You know, on the Facebook page about like, oh, we've hidden this bike somewhere, come see it for a chance to win something or whatever. And something about like his vibe on the videos kind of like put me off a little bit. I'm like, this guy's just so into it. I don't know if I like him all that much. And then I met him. I was like, I love this dude.
He's great. Now I've talked to Mark Hawa a couple of times online and over the phone. And he's totally into it. You know, he's the one who created it.
Yeah.
And the first time I met Sam, he was like, you know, the 10-year-old kid showing you his Transformers collection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at this. Oh, look at this. Oh, this is so cool. You know.
Right. I think when his videos, like, I might have just been intimidated. Like,
yeah. Yeah. He was just way too far into it. And but then when you actually get to meet him and he's super into the whole reasoning for it, and you know, granted the DGR started out as a men's cancer charity, which all of us know somebody.
Yeah.
Jay LaRosa in particular.
Yeah.
You know, he had cancer twice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of close to those of us that have friends. You know, I've had a couple of friends pass away over the last 8 years or so.
Yeah.
And but now it's doing the men's health and men's mental health thing too, which a lot of us again know people that affects.
Yeah.
So Sam's really into that, and the group of people that he surrounds himself with, sad to say, it's not, you know, like some groups have a tendency to just, it's a big hangout and it's a cool thing to do, and they're the member of the cool kid group. Sam's group and the LADGR people, they're not like that at all. They're honestly there for the core reason that Mark started the DGR4 to begin with.
Yeah.
And everybody is welcome, and everybody is like, hey, you're a buddy. You know, I've never met you before, but hey, great to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we decided to do LA DGR this last year.
Yeah, it was a great decision.
Yeah. It was excellent. Yeah, no, it was...
And the welcome party the night before at Garage Company,
yeah,
that just was an astounding night also. And then the competition between the two highest...
The two highest donators.
Yes.
our friend Don was the guy who ended up being the man who won the watch.
Yeah.
And he won it by $20. he raised $20 more than the next guy. And it was pretty epic.
Yeah. I think we were the fourth highest donating group in the world.
I believe, yeah, LADGR was the fourth highest in donations.
Yeah, and one of the smaller worldwide in terms of number of people.
Mm. Yeah, because I believe Sam cut off LA at 350 riders. We had more than that on the actual day, but it was also, and it was a decision that Sam made to begin with that a lot of us were like, huh? But he made it a mandatory $50,
yeah,
basically buy-in to participate in the ride. And a lot of people were put off by that. But when it came down to it at the end of the day, for all the organization and everything else and the whole reason behind it, I think the $50 per person minimum donation that you're not paying the $50, you had to show a minimum $50 initial donation to sign up on the page.
Yeah, which you could get other people to, you know, absolutely sponsor you $5 here or whatever. And
I ultimately, I think it worked out because that helped LA be one in the top four.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. So, moving on a little bit from this being the, you know, DGR wrap-up show.
Yeah, right.
We are sitting here next to a fuck-ugly two-wheeled beast.
Yeah, 1997 Shadow 1100 Spirit, I believe it's a Spirit.
All right. And this is our canvas.
Yeah, this is our donor bike. Okay, so we'll back up a little
bit.
I've had this bike sitting in our storage unit for probably the last 3 years or so. It was given to us by another friend of the shop, and he had had it in his garage for, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's beat up. It is just the most snotty, nasty. Just take it apart and throw it away because it is a Honda Shadow.
This thing is mint. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, the tank. Dude, the tank's just going to take a buff job and it's going to be great. So my buddy Rob, I believe his last name is Bowden, out of Las Vegas, he has a property just outside of Kingman, Arizona called Saddlesore Ranch.
Okay.
He does biker events, and he does overland Jeep-type events,
yeah,
and stuff, because he's out in the middle of friggin' nowhere, right?
Sure.
And so he's been doing this bike thing the last... I think this is going to be the third year that they've done the blue-collar build-off. And his idea was to get teams of three... non-professional bike builders, you know, somebody that, you know, it's like a one or two guy operation.
Okay, yeah.
And three people on your team, and you take some rat piece of crap like this Shadow.
This.
And for $1,500 and 30 days, you build something, and we bring it to Las Vegas. And we ride it the 120 miles to the Saddlesore Ranch.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
It has to be a rideable bike, and you have to start from the Las Vegas sign to the Saddlesore Ranch. So that is your first checkoff,
yeah,
for being part of the build, is that you have to be able to ride it there.
All right.
Yeah.
With a max of the $1,500 spent, and 30 days. And our build date is February 24th.
Yeah.
So we have 30 days from February 24th to get this thing back into shape, rideable, workable, and done. But the thing is with this is our core idea behind it is it's not going to be trailered to Las Vegas. It's riding from San Diego to Las Vegas and then to the ranch. I'm seeing a blank look on your face.
I don't know where to begin. Wow. I really did get myself into some shit, didn't I?
Probably, yeah. I think we all got ourselves into a little bit of shit.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Plenty of
and on honesty too, the whole thing, you know, the blue collar build off and us participating in this. Rob asked me last year to do it, and I just couldn't do it because of Cerberus and everything else. So I hadn't really thought about it much. Rob had asked me a couple of times to sign on for the 2019 BCBO. BCBO? Yeah.
Blue collar. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. You know, I've got a couple project bikes that could work for it. Wasn't really thinking about it serious. And then Jen took her 250 Honda Rebel. Well, Jen, you tell it.
I took my 250 Honda Rebel to Babe's Rideout, which is in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
So I rode it all the way there with all these girls that had much bigger bikes than I did. I had this one of the smallest bikes in our group, but my bike was having massive, massive trouble the whole way there and the whole way back. And when I got there, you know, I called Dave crying in tears because I was having so much trouble with the bike. I go, I need a bigger bike. I cannot do this again on this 250. I need a bigger bike.
Yeah.
And so when I came back, this Honda Shadow was in our backyard. He goes, here, come and sit on this. So I sat on it, and I'm short. I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
So I sat on it, and it was comfortable. It was just this, just a little bit higher than my Honda Rebel, but not so much that I was uncomfortable because this is a much bigger bike. And he goes, why don't we build this? It should work. You know, we just have to fix a few things and buff a few things out.
I mean, granted, at the end of the day.
Understatement of the century. But
yeah.
Well, yeah. But at the end of the day, it is still a Honda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we haven't even, because, again, we can't touch the bike until February 24th. I mean, it's been sitting for so long, I don't even know if the motor's going to turn over yet. We haven't even, we pushed it out, and Rob, every couple, 3 weeks, puts out a photo challenge.
To make sure
that nobody's working on the bike yet, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I don't even, we could be in a whole world of hurt, because I don't even know if the motor turns over.
It probably does.
It probably does. I mean, again, it is a Honda, so.
Yeah.
So we'll see. The other project bikes that we've got to replace it, and there's already been a couple of teams on the Facebook groups that have said, well, you know, maybe we should change our project bike over to this other project bike that, you know, I don't know. And Rob ain't having it just yet. So we'll see. Once I think the first week of the month that we have to build, I think there's going to be two or three of the, I think there's 26 teams. I think there's going to be two or three teams that are just going to, they're just going to bail because, they're again working with an unknown factor like we are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that you know, a Honda Shadow 1100 is going to be typical Honda.
Yeah.
30 years of hibernation, and it's going to start right up. So, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah.
So one of the parts of joining the Blue Cuddle build-off is picking your name of your team.
Yeah.
So there was a name that I was looking at, a word that I was looking at a while ago, and it's a Greek word, but it doesn't sound like a Greek word. It sounds more like a Japanese word, so it's Meraki. And Meraki is to take love and passion into something that you build.
Okay.
And so it's Meraki. And so that's our team. So if you're trying to look for us, it's Team Marikee on the Blue Collar Build Off. And that's where you can follow pictures. And
yeah, this is all on Facebook, right?
Yes, it's all on Facebook.
On Facebook, yes.
So there is a Blue Collar Build Off page. We've got a couple of hidden pages for just the build teams, too. But there is a page that covers the event. A couple of pages that cover the event, but then each team has their own Facebook page that you can follow along with what they're doing. Because we're planning on doing maybe not necessarily daily updates, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the whole fun of it is, you know, what can you do in 30 days with three people?
Yeah, aside from take some reality TV style throwing a wrench around videos like
yeah.
We gotta get this done before Laconia.
Throw something down. So it's gonna be and it's not gonna be as high stress as like Brian Schaffran's show that he did the Wrench Against the Machine where they had 72 hours. Right, so I think we're good there. That would have been a lot of fun, but wow.
Yeah I talked to Jay about his experience with that, and it was That was honestly where I first heard about it, I think, was either talking to Jay or talking to Brian in person when they mentioned it. I was like, wait, you guys, there was a show about what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's on Amazon, so. Yeah, if you guys are not sure what I'm talking about, it's called Wrench Against the Machine, and you can find it all on Amazon Prime, I think.
I believe it's on Amazon Prime, yeah.
Yeah. If it's not, it's really cheap. It's only like 8 episodes, so it's like $10 or something to buy this whole season or whatever. So this is a, what year again, Honda Shadow?
A 97 Shadow 1100.
Whew. 22 years old now. This bike is old enough to drink.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
All right. So.
Old enough to vote, old enough to drink, old enough to serve as a member of the armed forces.
Yeah. If you're wondering, I'm going to post some pictures to the show notes when this goes out. So if you're listening to the thing going, I want to see this, basket case, just go to the CafeRacerPodcast.com. You can also look on Facebook at Team Marikee's
Blue Collar Build Off 2019 Team Marikee.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a link that you can post up.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we want to share? You still are going up to Losa during that time, because it's not like none of our day jobs are going to stop.
No, not at all.
So
in reality, we have weekends.
Yeah, we have a couple weekends, and like
I've done the math on it, and yes, we have quote unquote we have 30 days, but I've done the math, and myself, I will have 10 days that I can actually work on the bike because we're doing it here in the garage at the house. So I'm relying on Jen and you, Chris, to, over the phone and over Facebook chat, get some of the other stuff done when I'm not here. So that's going to throw another interesting spin to the build.
Yeah, because fortunately, thank God, I'm in a training thing with work where we're out at like 11:30 every day almost, so it's not like I have a pretty open work day, so I can hopefully come over here in the afternoons almost any day and find out whatever your latest honey-do list is and
and I'm off by 1 o'clock every
begin checking that off. So
yep,
this is going to be a fun little project that's hopefully not going to kill anyone. So who's going to ride it to Las Vegas?
Because the core idea behind building this bike is so Jen has a bigger bike.
Yeah.
And a bike that she can ride long distances, say to Babes Ride Out or any other bike event, because she really enjoyed herself, even though her little Rebel gave her a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. It was a lot of fun. It was a great ride and everything else. So our plan was for us to take turns driving to Vegas.
Okay.
But from the Vegas line to Saddlesore Ranch would be me riding it because it's supposed to be my bike.
Yeah.
But it's all determined on my foot.
Sure.
If my foot is healed by then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sure.
But, all right.
But the idea is, a lot of the teams are going to be trailering to Las Vegas because we've got teams coming from Indiana. We got teams coming from Virginia. We got teams coming from all over the United States.
Yeah.
This is not just a regional thing. This is not just California, Nevada, Arizona.
No. Right.
We got people coming from all over the damn place. So that's also what's kind of making it fun.
Right.
Is, you know, these aren't the guys that get invited to the one show.
Yeah.
They're not the guys that get invited to the hand-built show. These are guys that are completely capable, and they got to do it without spending any money.
Yeah, like so, this isn't like Deus.
No.
This is people that most people have never heard of outside of their like little area.
It's outside of their little circle. Yeah. Exactly. So it's going to be kind of fun to see what other people come up with.
Yeah, and this is exciting. This bike is ugly. I am looking forward to seeing what flavor of slightly less ugly we can make this thing in 30 days.
Yeah,
right? It's going to be interesting. I've got some good ideas. When we can actually turn a wrench on this thing, because of course the first thing we got to do is see if it'll start.
Yeah.
And then that predicates everything else.
Right.
But when you see, and I'm holding off because if I told you right now, you'd be like, you know, I think work is taking priority. I'm not going to be able to take care of any of this.
Don't want to scare me away.
You're going to be scared. So, and that's part of the whole thing too is, you know, don't be scared because at the core, we're not changing any of the Honda aspect of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
But it will not even any way, shape, or form resemble a Shadow when we're done. And I made that decision about 3 weeks ago because we were just going to put it back together and just make it a nice, simple, street custom, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Just so Jen had a nice, clean little bike to ride. And, there was some smack talking taking place on a couple of the builder forums for the BCBO.
Yeah.
And, so we're pulling out all the stops on this thing this time.
All right.
I'm not going to wait until the second year to go ballistic. I'm going ballistic on it this time.
Just coming out guns blazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited to try this and see what happens.
Well, and see that's part of the fun, you know, and... And it's going to take us back into the whole kind of teaching and mentoring type deal that we were doing at Cerberus.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be plenty of things that I can do on this bike without having to be anything explained to me. But if, like, for example, if the motor doesn't turn over on its own, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, right.
Like, if we have to get... If we get into the motor, really, in any way, that'll be all new territory for me. So I'm, like...
No, absolutely.
You know, excited about to learn about that sort of stuff and, you know, go beyond just shoving some feeler gauges in my valves and finding out if they're, you know, within spec.
Yeah, right.
Which I did once and then was like, all right, that's a thing I did.
That's a thing I did. Now I'd rather just pay somebody to do it.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, again, Facebook, look for Blue Collar Build Off, and we are Team Meraki, M-E-R-A-K-I. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about before we go?
No, just follow the page, and there's actually team t-shirts available on the page,
okay.
So if you want to help out with that a little bit and show some support. The event is open to everyone. It's a camping weekend out in the desert.
Okay.
So it is going to be open to everyone. And Rob is saying that there's probably 5 or 6 major publications and or internet bike-related things that are actually following this.
Oh, cool.
And there is going to be some video, and there's talk of it being turned into a probably multi-episode TV.
Like a little documentary kind of thing?
Yeah. Which will be kind of fun.
Yeah. I was going to ask you something, and now I've lost what it was. Oh, where can people follow, like, and I know you guys aren't really doing, like, the Cerberus Moto as a, you know, business thing, but where can people follow what you guys are doing? Like, you're up at Losa.
I'm not but Losa, but I still post as Cerberus Moto on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
We're just kind of piggybacking what we do at Losa now.
Yeah, for sure.
So, me and Jay kind of feed off of each other in that respect.
Yeah, and he's pretty
really cool.
Pretty motivated to like have you keep getting that, like, you know, your name out there in that sort of way.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's not like I'm just an employee of Losa. It's, you know, we've had a couple of people make public comments on Instagram pages and stuff. It's like, oh God, Jay LaRosa and Dave Hargraves, Losa Engineering and Cerberus Moto together building a bike. Oh shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, interesting. Because Jay built some cool stuff. I think I've built a couple of cool things.
Yeah.
And we feed off of each other in that respect.
Yeah.
That being said, a fun little nugget that we'll probably know about more towards the end of spring, early summer, we are working on a prototype for a company.
Okay.
We'll see how that plays out.
All right. Well, with that little cliffhanger, I think we'll conclude, and we'll get this bike out in the sun so we can get some pictures of it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.